What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another Bizarre Junkies live stream. I am your host, Austin Alvarez. It's good to see all of you again. Speaking of all of you, who do we got in the chat right now? We got RPG Elixir, who joined us yesterday. If you haven't seen that one, go check that one out. That one was a lot of fun. We got Franny. We got Crumb. We got KL Straight. We got Mari. Am I missing anybody? I'm missing Mazin in the back. That's who I'm missing.
What up?
I think this is the first time they're seeing you.
I think it is.
Right. That is the Mazin. Yes, your eyes do not deceive you. That is the Mazin. How's your day been, Jory?
You know, it's not bad, man. I just got here, so I'm ready and excited for the show.
We got Leia. I think it's Leia in the chat saying 5K all day. We're getting close. We're getting close. But something I want to show, and we can share this, Jory. Look where we're at on Facebook right now. We are at 99,000 followers. We're almost at 100K, so please consider going and following us on Facebook. It's pretty big. It's a lot of fun over there. I mean, it's all the same content, but you just continue to stay tapped in with everything we got going on here. So I got some stuff for us today. I'm letting kind of everybody kind of file into chat because I want to make sure we all are aware that, the live stream, or not the live stream, but the premiere date for the Ghost Hunt has been moved from April 5th to, I believe it is now, let me see if I can pull up a calendar here. It is for later in April now. And actually April 5th wasn't even like, oh yeah, so April 5th was originally. Now it's going to be April 19th. So we are doing it after the 24-hour live stream, which if you are brand new to the stream, you may not know that every year here at the studio, we do this thing called the 24-hour podcast where we go live for 24 hours straight. I'm not even kidding you. We go live for 24 hours straight. It used to just be the Action Junkies 24-hour. Now it is the Podcast Junkies 24-hour, which means I get to host the Witching Hour, or if you're East Coast, it's Witching Hour, but I get to host from midnight to 2 a.m., Saturday, April 13th. So we'll be on the tail end of the 24 hour. So I invite all of you to join. I know it's late, but it's going to be fun. We're going to have some cool guests. We're going to have some cool content. But shout out to Mari for becoming a member. Thank you, Mari. Greatly appreciate it. Also, everybody go check out the Discord because Mari just put in a ton of work there. Oh my God. Now we got RPG Elixir as a fan as well. Thank you, RPG. I appreciate it. Wow, we're already off to two members. We've been live for 2 minutes, Jory. I feel like I owe him something now.
Yeah, you might.
Take your shirt off. No, I didn't mean that. I meant that I might have to upload some more members. Jory out here trying to get me wild. This is water that I'm having. This isn't nothing else in it. It's just water, all right? Oh, man. But thank you guys so much. I appreciate the support. Thanks to your guys' support, we can continue to do stuff like these live streams, continue to do stuff like the Ghost Hunt, which, like I said, again, is coming out April 19th, Friday, April 19th. It is coming out. It is because I want to make sure I give it the most love and attention that I can. We really want to see if we can do a big premiere for it. Like, it should be a lot of fun to get that going. RPG, I'm not taking the shirt off. Chill out. People are wilding already. Sorry, I'm just sending a message to my producer right now. So today I kind of wanted to look at some creepy stuff, talk about some creepy stuff. Jory is one of those creepy things. No, I'm just playing.
Wow.
So first thing I want to do is I want to look at this image right here, where this is a boat that is underwater. See right here. I think Franny said it's 250 feet long. But look at this shark down here. Look at the size of that thing in comparison to the boat. That thing is massive. How that has to be huge. JJ Cray, you are not late. We're just getting started. Matthew, yeah, somebody wants me to take my shirt. I'm not doing it. No. You guys gotta wait for the 24 hour for that. You guys will see me do a cold plunge. And I'm actually blurred. George literally put the fucking blur on me. and disrespect to me like that. But here we are. So this is, yeah. So we're looking at this ship right here. I don't know exactly where it is off what coast, but look at how massive this thing is right here in comparison to the boat. Jory, I mean, you're in the Air Force, not necessarily the Navy, but like you're pretty good with math, right?
Pretty decent.
Like the size ratio here is.
I want to know what kind of shark that is.
Yeah, you know? It's got to be a great white.
It's got to be
giant squid, maybe. You can't see the animal below, but the creature is 250 feet. Below the creature. Oh, yeah, below, but the creature is 250 feet. Damn. But what it also could look like, though, is it looks like it could be like this is a boat right here, a very tiny boat. And this is like the wake in it, which that might be what it is. But let's say for the sake, it's a shark. Right? It's the more I look at it, the more it's starting to look like. Like a wake.
I completely agree.
I
see it now.
Yeah. Damn. There you go, folks. Franny's just giving us false hope now. False hope. But yeah, I mean, so that's, but I have a thing called submechanophobia. Have you ever heard of it?
Never. No.
All right. Let me pull it up for you real quick before we share my screen. Let me pull it up. 1 sec. Submechanophobia. All right. Yeah, we can pull it up now. Submechanophobia. Is a fear of submerged human-made objects either partially or entirely underwater. These objects could be shipwrecks, statues, sea mines, animatronics as seen in theme parks or old buildings, but also more mundane items such as buoys. See, for me, it's not buoys, chains, and miscellaneous debris. For me, it's like, What really gets me is like you're looking at a thing of water and then you go under and then there's just this massive thing down there that you couldn't see otherwise. Like, I think that gets me. So, but like this would freak me out. If I was down in the water and I saw this thing right here, God damn, that would scare the shit out of me. I'm not even playing.
When did you realize that you could put like a name to this phobia?
YouTube. I saw a video on it and I was like, ooh, that definitely I've definitely experienced that feeling. So causes. So while a fear of water, aquaphobia, or a fear of sharks, galeophobia, are rational fears, hence phobia, that can be linked to understandable reasons. Submechanophobia can be triggered by harmless objects which cannot reasonably cause harm to sufferer. Many submechanophobics do not attribute the development of their phobia to any specific experience or traumatic memory. In fact, most claim that their symptoms arose after a lifetime of contact with their triggers. There are several proposed causes of submechanophobia, though none are proven. Submechanophobia could be caused by a fear of the unknown and the common terror of not knowing what lies beneath the waterline. That's what it is for me. Objects could be visually distorted by water and its movement, which could make them seem alive and thus possibly harmful. However, submechanophobia, by definition, only concerns artificial, human-made creations, not living creatures. A suggested explanation is that the human mind instinctively detects a foreign object in an otherwise natural environment, and this triggers a fight-or-flight response as humans respond negatively to that which is outside of the norm. So here are some of the criteria for it. Excuse me for that, everybody. I'm getting over allergies currently. So to qualify for a diagnosis of a specific phobia such as submechanophobia, subjects must display several symptoms and fulfill a list of requirements. Unreasonable and excessive fear, immediate anxiety response, avoidance / extreme distress, life-limiting, that's crazy, life-limiting, 6+ month duration of fear, not attributable to another disorder. Maybe I'm not fully phobied then, but like, I'm definitely like, for me, it makes me like uneasy. I'm like, right. Franny's saying, so does the Jurassic Park ride scare you? Never been on it, but I understand. No, what got me is like Jaws. That one. Let me pull it up. There's a whale ride in Lake. This one was creepy. It's not there anymore, but they think the whale might still be there. Oh my god. Okay, okay, okay. Before we show that, I want to pull up the first image, but that's terrifying. So it's this right here. Pull up the Reddit article. It was in Massachusetts. This is the animatronic. That's making me a little uneasy. But look at that. That thing is terrifying. Jory.
Not down.
Not down. Not down. That is terrifying. This right here is terrifying. You're going to tell me this right here is not terrifying? Let me know in the chat. Is this terrifying to you guys? Do you guys have this fear? Does this do it for you guys? Oh, Mari says she loves the shirt today. Thank you. It has a donut on it. But yeah, this is terrifying. All right, we can pull it down real quick. This, though. So this is another Reddit forum. This says, Pleasure Island Moby Dick animatronic taken in 2005. He's still down there, boys. See him. So the lake is like now it's it was an amusement park. Oh my God, Mari. She said, my sister is sad because you didn't say hi and won't stop talking over you. Please acknowledge her. Hi, Mari's sister. I don't know Mari's sister's name, but hi. Hello. Thank you for watching stream. Franny, it's not because it's just a whale. Like, I've seen whales out in real life and it's cool, but like, this is like, I don't know what it is. I think it's just because like, let me go back to it. This is not natural. Like this is not, this body of water is too small for that whale. For this. That's too small for that, for this. Real lifestyle, what's up? We're talking about my phobia right now, submechanophobia. This body of water is too small for this whale. Right?
Definitely.
Right? Like, oh, all right, let me pull it up. Let me pull it up. Let me pull it up. Massachusetts. It's in Massachusetts now. Edgewater Office Park. So here's another one of that whale. There he is, just chilling. We have this. I think this is like the main thing. This must be probably its lower jaw. I think this is it now, though. Yeah, so now it's just like a banking center and then like a... Yeah. Like, let's look at this. Like, this is what it is now. We got Dave in the chat. What's up, Dave? Could you imagine, like, you're working and then you just know that they're just lurking in this fucking water is just a fucking massive animatronic whale. Massive. That, ah. What? Jory, legitimately, like,
sheer
wouldn't
terror.
Oh, my God. Crumb saying, everybody dress up as a whale. I'm not scared of whales. That's not what we're getting at. I'm not scared of whales. I am just scared of, like, things that aren't supposed to be in the water being in the water and not knowing that they're down there, and then they come up and they're massive. I've read Moby Dick. It's fine. Oh, my God. Now I'm just getting fucking roasted about whales. I'm not scared of whales. I'm scared of fucking, where is it? Let me find this shit. That shit. You're telling me that isn't terrifying? You're sitting on an unprotected boat and this fucking massive gargantuan thing just comes out of the water. And it's like an amusement park ride.
Right, but you know it can't hurt you, right?
Right, but it's still just like a...
So it's more like a cringeworthy thing.
Yeah. I guess it makes me like grip my teeth. Like a... Franny's saying, I'm not scared of what... Franny's saying, that looks like the plaza where my wife works. I'm about to go jump in that man-made lake. Do we go down to Massachusetts for Bizarre Junkies and go see if it's still down there? I think we do. And do I go touch it?
You just jump in, bro, and see what happens.
There's just shit. Like, you can pull it down. Like, what gets me is, like, I want to see, like, like this fucking thing, like what the fuck, like in the water, like this, you cannot tell me this doesn't look creepy. So 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea closed in 1994 at Disney World, but the animatronics stayed abandoned underwater in complete darkness until the lagoon was drained in 2004. Look at this fucking thing. You're telling me this isn't... Tell me this isn't terrifying? He said... Oh, we can pull that down. Cody's saying he sent me a actual scary animatronic, I think, on Discord. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen this one. All right. We'll watch this one. Give me 1 second. Let it load. All right, let's watch this bad boy. There will be sound, I think, Jory. Look at this. Like, that shit is creepy. Jory's laughing. He thinks this is funny. That's not terrifying for you guys? Tell me in the chat right now. That's not terrifying for you guys? No? Nobody? Nobody? It's not scary for any of you guys? He thinks it's whimsical. It looked like the duck from Chicken Little. The Depp's Haunted House at Knott's Scary Farm would have got you good, bro. All right, let's look it up. The Depp's Haunted House, Knott's Scary Farm. Crumb says me without makeup. Was it? Oh. Yeah, that gets me. That gets me. Yeah, look at that. That's creepy. No? No? Oh, so wait. I forgot the question I had asked. I forgot what I asked. And now people are just fucking roasting me. Let me start a poll.
You were asking if it was scary for them.
It's not scary for any of you guys. I'm just a fucking scaredy cat. Okay. I'm starting a poll. And I can vote. And I said, yes, because I am. Okay. All right. The screen memes are accurate too. Yeah. It's like a Halloween decoration to me. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And like by itself, it's cool, but yeah, that's it. Yeah. That one's in Italy. It's at a park in Italy. Yeah. I mean, like this though, you cannot tell me this shit is not fucking this. This shit isn't creepy to you guys. You guys wouldn't feel uneasy like you're in a lake, a man-made lake, and you come in and there's just a fucking massive whale. Not because it's a whale, okay? Not because it's a whale. Because it's an animatronic. It's made of like metal and stuff, and it's coming out of the water, and it's supposed to look lifelike. Let's see what the poll's at. It's at 9 votes, 78% no. I asked, are you scared of animatronics? 78% of people said no. 22% said yes. What do you... How? It is kind of funny, though, because, like, I will go on a paranormal investigation, but this shit gets me. Like what? No, I love him. My sister's watching on her phone just to vote no on the... Damn. The haters out here for real. Thought we were all cool, guys. I thought we were all cool. Not at all, bro. I want to plug that blowhole. Freddy. We got Maria saying I would swim with it. What's up, Maria? He said pause afterwards. He said I would plug it. Pause. Yeah, I guess I'm just fucking chicken shit then, I guess. I guess it's if we learned anything.
I think we just have to conquer your fear. I think I'm with Maria. Let's just go swim with it.
You know? Oh, God. I'd be more afraid of a real whale. Dave, apparently that's what I'm afraid of, is whales. I've been to SeaWorld. All right, I've seen whales, but I've seen whales out in the wild, too. Like, whales just trying to hang out. Yeah, I get it. The whales, hey, and it's still hanging out. Apparently in 2005, it was still there. This was like the 70s, I think, when this photo was taken. But man. Man, oh man, oh man. Oh, Maria is your sister. Okay, okay. Maria's saying, I would swim with it. All right, well, I guess. Oh, is this what it looked like? Or is this like a man-made thing? Yeah, the map of the amusement park. I don't want to sign in. Just let me see it. All right, you'll have to pull it down. I have to sign into my account. I think I have a Pinterest. I do, apparently. I don't ever fucking use it, but...
Human-like animatronics are way freaky.
Like at Pirates? Like at Disney?
Yeah, that's what Dave said in the comments.
Okay, so
I agree with him more on that than the actual the whale situation that we're dealing with here.
Damn. Maria said, my name is actually Mia. Oh, okay, Mia. Sorry. Franny said, wait, that's why the guy stripped his clothes off in it? He went too far deep? What are you talking about? What? Let me see if I can find a map. I mean, we have these. It's a little rough, but. Okay, so I think the whale was in here. Yeah, Moby Dick. It was right in here. Anybody ever go here? I know most of us are younger, but anybody go to Pleasure Island? You know what gets me is, like, I've been to Disney a lot. Like, I love Disney. But you know what kind of, like, interests me is, like, learning about, like, smaller theme parks. But not ones that are just, like, a carnival. But, like, ones that have, like, themed rides. Moody Ring Tarot LLC. Back in the chat. What's up? Hope you're having a good one. A guy swimming in there? There's a guy that swam in Bass Pro Shops. Yeah, the people that jump into the Bass Pro Shops tanks. Wild. Ridiculous. Yeah. And they're like, why did I get banned, bro? What do you mean, why'd you get banned? That's why you get banned, is you do stuff. Yes, look up the Small World ride. Oh, Small World incident. Dave Garcia, appreciate you becoming a member. Enjoy that extra content. Thank you, Dave. A guy was on drugs and stripped. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, that just happened. That just happened recently. Mari said, I never went. You never went to Disney before? Or, oh, to Pleasure Island? I mean, this is old. Like, and it was in Massachusetts. I've never been to Massachusetts. I've probably flown. Actually, I don't think I've ever flown over it. JJ Gray said, live, laugh, love. Live, laugh, love, indeed. So, I mean, okay, so this is what it looks like now. Pleasure Island Road. So it was like all in here, but now there's like apartments. There's a Sephora. Learning Center. Everly Apartments. Onset School of Music. So it seems like... Oh, no, not zoom out. But it seems like it was over here. Right? Oh, let me look at the map again. We can try to link them together. Knott's is cool. Knott's has like that you been to Knott's?
Yeah.
Knott's is like, it's like Disneyland light. It's like we got Disneyland at home. Okay. So there's like a train track that goes through. So if we look at then here, so I think it's this right here. I think this was it. Because of this little thing right here. Maybe. What, like, we're looking at it. I I wouldn't be swimming in any Disney waters. People sprinkle the ashes of loved ones. Yeah, they do sprinkle the ashes of loved ones at the waters of Disney all the time. You can actually, I think you get banned for that. Like, rightfully so. I mean, it's kind of hazardous. So maybe it's here. Maybe it was here. Like, maybe it was in here and they connected the land here and... I don't know. Maybe I'm not giving it enough space, but if we go back, is there like a little inlet? Oh, wrong one. Maps, Pleasure Island. Is there a little inlet? There is a little inlet. So maybe it is this right here because it had this. So maybe it was like this right here was Pleasure Island.
Yeah, I think you're on it.
I think so. Welcome to Bizarre Junkies. We geotag. Find out where things are. Oh, man. All right, let me close out of these. I know we've got some videos we can watch here. But yeah, so submechanophobia is a thing. Dead people all over Disney parks. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who have died on Disney parks you just don't know about. Shout out to our friends at Apewater. Apewater is already good, but it hits way better when it's cold. Like, it's been sitting in the fridge for a while. Shit's pretty good. Okay. Submechanophobia is real. Stop gaslighting me into thinking I'm scared of whales. We did do, Franny and I did do a video on the ghosts from Disneyland a long time ago. RPG says, I saw a ghost story video of workers talking about their run-ins with famous ghosts that haunt Disneyland. Yeah, there's a big one at, let's see if I can pull it up. Haunted Mansion. There's a big one at Haunted Mansion. Here we go. We'll mute this. Yes, we did shout out Dave for becoming a member. All right. So look at this. This is in front of Haunted Mansion. You're going to see somebody walk down this pathway. You see him right there. It's full screen. You see him right here walking. And you can kind of see. You can see through him, too. That's a creepy one if I've ever really seen one. Yeah, I mean, it would be cool to be a ghost at Disneyland. I think. Where, Jory, if you were a ghost, where would you go? Rolling Loud?
Probably.
Just perform every night?
You know, I think I would go somewhere that can't. I don't know. Where would you go?
Probably Disneyland.
I feel like I would take the opportunity to go somewhere I can't really go. But I don't know where that would be yet.
Dubai. Just chill in Dubai. Go to Bali.
I mean, like, to Epstein Island or
something. Oh, my God. Is it real? Man, you just dropped a big one on us. People are saying, let the man stroll in peace. He's just trying to get a churro. The park was closed. How are you going to get one? We got Dave saying that's a classic video, so good and creepy. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Wilderness is kind of scary. I want to do a video. I think I want to do a video, like a documentary on why Bigfoot is linked, or why like Bigfoot took off so much and how it's linked to like our fear of like the unknown in the wilderness. Because if you think about it, like, being out in the elements is kind of scary. And if you think there's a massive ape-like creature tracking you, like, it doesn't help. Does not help at all. But, Jory.
See, I like what Dave said, though. Area 51. That's exactly where my mind was going. But Epstein just came out, you know.
Go to Area 51. Go to, like, every, like, CIA place. Every FBI place, and just be like, what y'all doing? Exactly. Knowing them, they probably have, like, ghost guns. They probably can tell. You can probably see, like, hey, what are you doing? No, I'm not scared of the Yeti and the Matterhorn. I don't think I have animatronic phobia. Yeah, no. What? Let's see if that's a thing. Phobia of animatronics. Onomatopoeia. Is a fear of human-like figures such as mannequins, wax figures, statues, dummies, animatronics, or robots. It is a specific phobia or fear of something that causes significant and excessive stress and anxiety and can negatively affect a person's quality of life. Yeah, I don't have that. For me, it's when they're in the water. I also think I have this phobia. Let me look up this phobia. Megalophobia. Yeah, like that gets me. Like fear of like just massive things. Like, have you been on the Pirates ride at Disney, Jory?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Franny, I know, has. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to catch up on chat. We got Moody Ring Tarot LLC saying, I think Bigfoot started off being fake, but then so many people believed in it that it manifested it into reality. That's definitely, I think, a possibility. Freddy Fazbu. Dr. Doom Aru said, I'd walk into the pyramid that we are not allowed to go in if I was a ghost. That's a good one. The Vatican Archives, that's a good. Yeah. Hey, Doom, how you doing? Yeah. But so megalophobia is a big one, too. Like, a fear of mass. I think I'm afraid of massive things super close to me. In terms of, like, so in Pirates of the Caribbean. Hold on, let me. Pirates of the. Like this. You see this boat just chilling. It's almost like it's a huge boat. And you're really close to it. And it's like, we're going to hit it or something. I know you never do, but I know the one in China. I think it's Shanghai. Let's look up China. I think it's like a 1-to-1. Well, this is like a screen. Yeah, here they have like, you go in between them and they're like 1-to-1 scale. That shit is crazy. Dr. Doom said all this water trying to just redownload to Bioshock. I was supposed to test that, like the new one that's working. When I worked at, if you don't know, I used to work at 2K Games, so I tested a lot of that stuff. I never really went to Fright Dome RPG. I know Franny, I don't know if he wants to talk about it. Franny may or may not have worked on it. Correct me if I'm wrong, Franny, maybe you didn't. But yeah. Oh yeah, see, because Franny said he worked on that house at Fright Dome. How was it, Franny? Didn't you do like the cupcake? Or was that for Halloween Horror Nights? Yo, when I say Franny's really out here doing the damn thing, he's really out here doing the damn thing. Like, he's really doing it. Yeah, I did the security rooms and sculpted Mr. Cupcake. That's right. Because I remember you showing me that. Yeah, Mari, I used to do a lot with video games. Worked there for like almost 3 years. It was cool. I worked on my first game was my most critically acclaimed, and it was WWE 2K20. And what I mean by that is a week after it came out, my name and the rest of the QA department's names were blasted on Twitter as who should be fired. That was fun. Then I worked on the Borderlands ports to Switch. We took 1, 2 and pre-sequel, put them on Switch. And then I did XCOM 2 onto Switch. Then I worked on an undisclosed game that I'm not going to talk about on here, but it got canceled. Then I worked on the Mafia Definitive Edition, so the remake of Mafia 1. And I'm in the credits on most of these. I worked on that one. And then I did the end of life cycle for Borderlands 3, and then I worked on Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. And then I got fired, and then I started here. And I am much happier now, so. But all right, I know Franny has some videos for us to watch today. Let me go ahead and start pulling those bad boys up. Let me make sure we're muted. We're live. We are live. KL Straight says, I think the Vatican Archives has all the secrets of man-made alien angels and demons. Potentially, yeah. Yeah, Mari, it lost its kind of like grandiose effect like 6 months in. You're like, oh, this is what this is? It's a lot of just like testing and stuff. Game industry phobia for real. All right. So this one says an omen like pregnancy. That's not good. Well, you don't know. Oh, this song's going to get us copyrighted. Before I have you. Oh, yeah, this one's not going to really work, but she's hearing stuff. There's someone keeps on opening our window. He's like, let me sleep, please. Is that something growling outside her window? Damn. No. They said they don't have a pig. That does sound like wildlife. Sounds like a horse neighing. Damn, that is creepy. All right, then.
Interesting.
I guess, yeah. I get it, though. Like, it's like, oh, I'm having a baby. But then it's like, is it an omen? One sec here. Yeah. All right, this next one says Bigfoot peeking into a window? Question mark? It's always the question marks that get me, Jory.
But when I seen this figure by the window, I thought a bear had somehow climbed up to the window. I take a lot of wildlife pictures because they literally come up to the outside of it, like mule deer, elk, bear. Haven't seen any mountain lion, another small game. I have a few feral cats all over my property, and they aren't mine, but they hang out a lot.
Yo, whoa, hold on. Look at that. Look at that right there. That's a whole ass nose right there. That does not look like a bear. What do you think, Joy? You think that looks like a snout? I know that looks like a nose.
Yeah, it's a pretty big nose.
And then you got eyes.
Cane corso.
That's just a chihuahua, bro.
Anyway, I saw the top of the head, and that caught my attention. It moved closer, and I seen its eyes, and were freaking huge. And it scared me because bear eyes aren't that large or far apart. I always have a camera handy to get a good shot of the elk that come extreme.
Yo, that's a whole ass. That's a Bigfoot, all right? That's a Bigfoot if I've ever seen one.
That's pretty wild.
That's wild, right?
I want to know where he lives because.
He looks like a wilderness area.
Could be a gorilla.
That's when the one at the zoo got out and they're like, fuck!
Right.
Hey, I found him.
Extremely close to the house. When I realized it wasn't a bear, fear struck me hardcore. I used a cheap Kodak Sport digital camera for taking pics, and for the most part, it makes fast action pictures and video. It was on the end of the table next to my recliner, approximately 6 feet from the window. When I pointed it at the window, it stopped and swayed and closed its eyes as if it was a child. You can't see me if my eyes are closed. So shaking and trying to
video out.
At the same time, I moved back a step and it slowly moved from one side of the window to the other. It was seriously about a 10-minute video, but it was on a 1x1 half-inch card, which had to be downloaded on my computer. It didn't make any attempt to enter the house or run away.
That's crazy. Jory was stumped on that one.
Yeah,
that's got to be Bigfoot. That's got to be Bigfoot. All right, this one said sharks with laser beams or hell divers. All right, well, let's see.
Bigfoot wood. That's what Crumb said.
What is that? It's Crumb, relax, chill. Let's play that again. Crumb, chill. All right, well, that's sharks with laser beams. So, like, I feel like it'd be more sporadic than that. What do you think? What do you think that is, though? Like, that doesn't seem natural.
Yeah, I didn't really even know what I was looking at.
Good to know.
But that was, it looked weird.
Big feet also means big shoes. That is true. I don't think they wear shoes. And this next one says how a support animal can help with mental illness. Let's take a look at this.
What?
My name is Cody. I have schizophrenia, lunatic. Oh yeah, I've seen this one.
Great.
Okay, so that video, I understand the joke, Franny. I understand the Austin Powers jokes. So that guy has schizophrenia, and he says he has a dog, and the dog goes and greets people, and he uses it as a test. Like, if he's seeing something, and the dog doesn't go greet it, he knows it's a hallucination. Excuse me. So that's kind of wholesome to know. Bigfoot walks away sad in his Air Force Ones. Does Bigfoot wear Air Force Ones?
Black Air Forces.
He might have Black Air Force energy. I would say he seems like more of like a Concord guy. My knowledge of shoes is so old that like I don't.
No, you're right on par.
Yeah. What do you think he wears, Jory?
No, I think he wears Black Air Forces.
No, I was saying Concords.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I could see those too.
Yeah, maybe. I mean. Let's go find him.
Maybe some New Balances, like the bulkiest ones you can find.
The Lawnmower 3000s. Yeah, let me fix something here really quick. If you haven't subscribed already, please consider subscribing. We're going live every day until we get to 5,000 subscribers. We have a paranormal investigation you can watch that we did last year. It's a lot of good stuff on that. We have another one coming out April 19th. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good one. April 19th. And you can get early access to some of that content by becoming a YouTube member for as little as 99 cents a month. By doing that, you help support the channel and you get access to early videos, even some potential future member-only live streams, stuff like that. I might start doing those. I might start doing gaming streams for Asia. They are water animatronics. What do you mean? It's a wild term. I mean, it's the truth, though. What would you call them? What would you call them, Asia? I'm just curious to know. Oh, yes, I have seen that one, Dr. Doom. Bert the Bunyip. It's one of the classic water ammo trucks. Yes, I have seen that one. Have you seen that one, Jory?
No, I haven't, no.
Bert the Bunyip. I think it's in Australia. Yeah, it's this one. This one is fucking. Look at that bad boy. Well, let me see if it pulls up. Look at him. Look at that dude. That's creepy. Yeah. You can't tell me that's not terrifying, but. What do I know? What do I know? It's been smashed. Oh, the like button. Yes, thank you, Crumb. Appreciate your support. All right, so this next one, and this is the last one we have, unless we add some more, which I'm totally open to. You can add videos. You can submit them for us to check out by going to our Discord. Link should be down in the bio. You can go there, submit your creepy videos. We have a whole channel for it, and we can watch them on stream. Haunted House compilation. The first woman is opening a Dybbuk box. All right, let's see what this is up. Oh, yep, she's haunted. She's, yep.
Hello?
This one's a good one. Sitting in the chair.
No, stay there. Hey.
And then it gets up and it just walks and it turns into a shadow. What?
It's
Oh, a little.
Niño.
Damn.
When you buy a haunted house.
Same.
Cabinet just opened by itself. What? Oh my god. Your cabinet just opened by itself. I just watched your cabinet open.
That was already
no, I watched your cabinet open just now. Oh my gosh. I promise you.
Open by itself?
Yes, I promise you.
Really? Oh, so what, we got a ghost up in here? Is that it? Oh, you in the wrong house, dude. Why don't you show yourself? God. You want to see me in some Madden? You come on and bring it.
That's him just promoting his Madden channel.
Oh my god.
And it started smashing stuff.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Why'd you stop rolling, dude? That could be great content.
Great point.
Yeah, so Moody Ring Terror LLC says, I was so ready for that to be a fake Dybbuk box till she inhaled all of that. Yeah, she's haunted. She's cursed. She is cursed. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, GG's on that one. Enjoy that one. Oh, now kick him right in the forehead. Franny, if you have any more, feel free to add them. But how are you guys all doing this? Was it Wednesday today? The days are a blur now. Just all a blur. But how are you guys doing on this Wednesday? I appreciate you guys all hanging out. We're going live every day until we get to 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. So we're working our way towards that. And yeah.
Can you explain what a Dybbuk box is for the ignorant folks like me?
Yeah, let's take a look. Let's take a look at what a Dybbuk box is. I know there's one at the Haunted Museum. So Dybbuk box is a paranormal hoax consisting... Okay, all right, we're already off to a great start. Thanks, Wikipedia. Consisting of an antique wine cabinet claimed to be haunted by a Dybbuk, a concept from Judaism. The box gained notoriety when it was auctioned off on eBay by owner Kevin Manis, who created a story featuring Jewish Holocaust survivors and paranormal claims as part of his eBay item description. It was the inspiration for the 2012 horror film The Possession, which was this one. Oh, that one was crazy. Oh, so in 2020, when Manis told Input Magazine the Dybbuk box story was entirely fictional. Now, that's the thing is, like, there's several. Crumb saying, feeling very good, wishing I was with that whale right now. Oh, my God. Today feels like Saturday for you, Moody. Oh, is that a good thing? So in 2003, writer and furniture refinishing business owner Kevin Manis purchased the cabinet from the yard sale of a local attorney in Portland, Oregon, and began developing a backstory. According to Manis, the carving in the back of it is my carving. The stone that was in the box is something that is a signature creation of mine also. Make no mistake, I conceived of the Dybbuk box, the name, the term, the idea, and wrote the creative story around it to post on eBay. Manis's auction description included a story claiming that the cabinet was previously owned by a survivor of the Holocaust in Poland who said it contained the malicious spirit of a Dybbuk. And that, so let's see what a Dybbuk is. In Jewish mythology, a Dybbuk is a malicious possessing spirit believed to be the dislocated soul of a dead person. It supposedly leaves the host's body once it has accomplished its goal, sometimes after being exorcised. So the term first appears in a number of 16th century writings, though it was ignored by mainstream scholarship until S. Anski's 1920 play. The Dybbuk popularized the concept in literary circles. Earlier accounts of possession, such as that given by Josephus, were of demonic possession rather than that of ghosts. These accounts advocated orthodoxy among the populace as a preventative measure. Michael Wozniak's 1937 film The Dybbuk, based on the Yiddish play by S. Anski, is considered one of the classics of Yiddish filmmaking. Rabbi Yoel Teitelbaum, the Satmar Rebbe, I'm butchering all this, is reported to have supposedly advised an individual said to be possessed to consult a psychiatrist. Traditionally, Dybbuks tended to be male spirits who possessed women on the eve of their weddings, typically in a sexual fashion by entering the woman through their regions, which is in the play. In psychological literature, the Dybbuk has been described as a hysterical syndrome. All right. Thank you so much to Gridiron Junkies for becoming a fan. That's our boy George. Now my chat has a color on it. Well worth the 99 cents. I agree. Thank you, George. Appreciate you. Much love. We got to have him back on the show at some point again. We got to talk more like urban legends in sports. That was a fun episode. Or like, what do you call it? Not myths, but like, Jory, what do you call it when like you, superstitions?
Yeah,
superstitions. Yeah, we did that. We're like, one dude like drank pee and another dude did this. George, don't chat me unless you have a colored username. That's what George said. George, chill. Everybody go subscribe to Gridiron Junkies, though. He does amazing football content. And we love George. George, he's helped us on every ghost hunt here. He's going to probably help us on every other ghost hunt. So, but yeah. Okay, so I think we have some more to. Yeah, all right. A Night Nurse compilation. All right, here we go. You work night shift at a hospital. So I worked night shift at a hospital. I was sitting at the desk when I felt my hair move and saw this. This one's funny because he just keeps minding his own business. Anyway. Oh, hell no. Look at that thing. This one's crazy because there's hands right there. And then he goes around. And I didn't see a cut on this one. Yeah, I didn't see a cut and then it's gone. That one was good.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
All right, this next one says... What does it say? Jory, what does it say? It says... She sold what? That's. I know how he said it too because the what is capitalized.
Annabelle Gomez Lopez, the Tamalera lady, was captured and apprehended by New Mexico.
Tamales out of human remains? What?
The reason why she got apprehended was due to the fact that she was committing heinous crimes and selling tamales out of human remains. What's going on, yo? Hope everybody's having a blessed, productive day. With that being said, let's get right to it. All right, so today, have you guys heard about the woman that was making tamales out in Mexico? And she was convicted of and cooking 50 females.
Damn.
Ranging from 6 years all the way to like 30-some years. Now, I know it's a sensitive topic to talk about, and... Just want to send my condolences to all those members and all the family that were victims and the people that ate human meat without knowing. That's really sad and a tragic situation. Now, the woman got convicted. It's all on record, so I'm going off based on records that the court has provided. All
appreciate you, Mason. Jory with the 99 cent super chat. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Been aware of that situation, but here's the facts. This Hispanic lady out of Mexico was selling tamales. And somehow, some way, she ran out of funds, and she needed money to re-up on the meat so she could cook the tamales and go out and sell them in the Metropolitan in Mexico. However, she didn't have no funds, and she was desperate, and she went to the desperate measures to acquire some type of funds or meat. And while she was walking, she stumbled and came across her first victim, which was a little girl. Don't know exactly the age. From her statements, that was the first case and the worst case that she experienced due to the fact that it was a little minor girl. The reason as to how she came across that little girl was because she was lost, and the little girl asked for assistance and help and asked her if she can provide her with a cell phone or could call the parents because she was lost. However, she didn't have a cell phone on her or anything like that, so she said, like, yeah, sure, I'll help you. Come with me to the house. She took the little girl to the house with promises of making phone calls and having their parents come and pick her up. However, those weren't her intentions.
Damn, that's got to be crazy. I know there was a guy in LA selling tacos with human meat.
So let me tell you something, Austin.
Okay. I'm listening.
So I work at another studio here in
yes.
At our undisclosed location.
Yeah, and, a music studio, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, a music studio.
Okay.
And every Tuesday, there's a woman that comes by, and we now have a group chat because she's come by so many times, and she lets us know, hey, we have tamales, you know, on this day, or,
okay.
or I'm making a soup this day, or whatever. But the past 3 weeks, she's accidentally put in the chat, hey, we have children tamales, and then she'll, like, back the next message with, oops, I meant chicken. And I'm just, we
have
all
you
like,
had any yet?
Yeah, I've had them. I've had them.
Good kids were good. That's crazy though. She's done it multiple times.
Multiple times. But I'm wondering, how does the autocorrect work? You know, like,
did we get the children supply?
Yeah.
Did we get them? Did we get the children shipped?
You know.
That damn. Moody Ring Tarot LLC is onto something. You don't just. You'd have to be already be a psycho. No one just jumps to murder to save their biz. Yeah. Most people jump to tax fraud. Right. Just tax evasion. Tamales do sound good right now.
Sound bomb right now.
Yeah.
Children or chicken, we don't know.
Children, chicken, carne asada. I make good carne asada, surprisingly.
I need some of that.
Okay. We just need to bring a grill here one day.
Yeah, that's...
Just put it in the back.
Put it in the back, yeah.
Everybody bring some meat. We'll grill it.
Yeah. Invite the Bizarre Junkies family.
Yeah. And we won't tell them what the meat is. Really, it's from Guard of the Nest.
Oops, I meant chicken.
Oops, I meant chicken. And you're like, do you guys ever go in the group chat, pause? Like, hey, what? All right, so this account has numerous skinwalker encounters. Is this the same guy from yesterday?
So,
it's this guy.
People have been saying for me to get cameras. Outside of my door, I did, and now I don't. Like, it seems like it's just getting worse, and I don't even want to like go home. I will insert the footage so you can see what I'm talking about, but I don't know what my like next steps are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, what is that? Okay, then there's a dog. Then a cow? Interesting. I want to know where this guy lives first.
I just got home from work, and I found this on the ground.
Damn.
And I don't know if you can tell, but it looks like it is busted. Motherfuckers.
I would be pissed, too, if you broke my security cam. That is a little interesting. Dr. Doolittle House. Mari said whale. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not scared of whales. They're in RPG Elixir's Discord right now. I'm putting whale gifs, trying to scare me in their chat. They think I'm not seeing that shit. I am seeing that shit. Just know y'all on a list now.
It starts with a W, but you're not supposed to say it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what he's talking about.
That's hilarious.
You're also not supposed to say skinwalkers either. So.
Yeah, here we are.
Oh, I guess that guy's a phony. It's a morph suit from Spirit Halloween. Damn, all right then. Can we get whales in chat? Can I get some whales in chat? Throw up the whales. all right, this next one says this: the time it rained human tissue. What? What? Does doesn't even want to load. It doesn't even want me to see the truth.
They're trying to control the narrative on you right
they
now.
They are.
There was a time when it rained human tissue, and we still can't explain it to this day. It was a muggy August morning in Oakville, Washington in 94. The air felt unstable, like a wicked electrical storm was due to begin. An officer was
everybody's putting whales in chat.
Something bizarre began falling
bizarre?
From the sky. He was stunned at the sight of gelatinous blobs falling on his windshield. These novel blobs were falling over a 20-mile radius, and soon rumors of a mysterious illness began spreading all over town. Some people even claimed that their pets and farm animals were developing very concerning symptoms and dying. It wasn't long before several scientists began working the case, but majority were simply stumped. They had never seen anything quite like it. Over the coming months, 5 more reports were made of a similar phenomenon, but then it just stopped. Each time following this gooey precipitation, people allegedly presented to emergency rooms with vertigo, difficulty breathing, nausea, and fever. The daughter of one of the ill collected samples of the blobs
belugas are goated
to Washington State University for testing, and the findings were chilling. These jelly-like blobs contained 2 types of bacteria known to infect the human digestive tract and several types of cells of various sizes. Some reports suggest that some of the cells were human white blood cells, though this tidbit has not been confirmed. As of today, we still don't have a workable theory that can explain this eerie phenomenon.
I want to look more into that.
I was just about to say, I think we need
a I think we need to look into that. Yeah, let's I'm going to start looking that up. Let's start looking that up. Thank you for all the whales in chat, everybody. Appreciate all of you. Human tissue falling from the sky. I've been searching high and low. The blobs that fell from the sky. I swear to God, these people are going to make me... Member only story. Get out of here. Here we go. Reddit. The People's News. Today I learned in 1994, Oakville, Washington experienced a rainstorm in which gelatinous blobs fell onto a farm. The blobs were examined and found to contain human white blood cells, but they did not contain nuclei, which is something white cells do have. Theories persist, but none have been proven correct. Oh, I guess Wikipedia. The other people's news. Timbertown, USA. It's right here in Washington, this little county. This was down here. Oakville is a city in Grays Harbor, Washington. Oh, I just want to see the blob. I don't want to see... Man, I don't want to see the Wikipedia page.
Wait, go back. It was right there.
Wait, where?
Scroll down a bit.
Keep going. Oh, okay. All right. So on August 7th, 1994, a resident reported that a translucent gelatinous substance had rained down in the night. She expressed concern that it may have caused her and her mother to become ill and speculated it may have been the reason her kitten died. When the substance colloquially known as Oakville blobs appeared again, samples were collected and tested by a local doctor who initially stated that the substance contained human blood cells. Further testing by the Department of Ecology refuted these results, as tests showed that there were no nuclei present. Several theories were given by residents, including wondering whether the substance might have been a waste from a commercial plane toilet or whether it may have been particles of deceased jellyfish that evaporated and been incorporated into a rain cloud. That's kind of crazy. The blobs were also found to contain 2 species of bacteria. No theory was ever proven to be correct, but for a time, the incident received coverage in several media outlets, including the New York Times, and a segment was produced about it for an episode of Unsolved Mysteries, Monsters, and Mysteries in America. Oh my God, did you see what Franny put in the chat?
Okay. Incredible.
Man of class. I want to look up something here really quick. I want to look up, can jellyfish evaporate? Let me know in the chat. You guys think jellyfish can evaporate? Like, that's crazy. Oh, okay. It says, jellyfish are 98% water. When they wash ashore, they can disappear after just a few hours. Their bodies promptly evaporating into the air. Well, we're here. Let's learn some more facts about jellyfish. 12 fascinating facts. Jellyfish could be older than dinosaurs. Jellyfish have no bones, so fossils are hard to come by. Nevertheless, scientists have evidence that these creatures have been bobbing along the world's oceans for at least 500 million years. That's crazy. In fact, it's likely the jellyfish lineage goes back to even further, possibly 700 million years. That's roughly three times the age of the first dinosaurs. Some of the oldest known jellyfish fossils have been found in Utah, dating back to when the entire U.S. West was under the Pacific Ocean. They're adapting well to climate change. Well, that's good to know. At least somebody is. Unlike most marine creatures, jellyfish are thriving in our oceans despite marine heat waves, ocean acidification, overfishing, and various other human influences. While corals, oysters, and any marine organisms that build shells are considered the biggest losers of increasingly acidic oceans, jellyfish don't seem to be as susceptible. But as the climate crisis worsens, experts expect to see jellyfish populations increase in some areas and decrease in others. Mostly, they expect to see an imbalance between jellyfish and other organisms. For example, because jellyfish are more resilient to low-oxygen environments, they could soon far outnumber plankton, which need more oxygen to make up the bulk of the jellyfish's diet. They aren't really fish. One look at a jellyfish, and this might seem rather obvious, but they aren't actually fish. They are invertebrates from the phylum Cnidaria, which I think is their class, and are so varied as a taxonomic group that many scientists have taken simply to referring to them as gelatinous zooplankton. Interesting. Jellyfish do not have scales, gills, or fins like fish. Instead, they swim by opening and closing their bells. Jellyfish are 98% water, so the human body is composed of 60% water, and the jellyfish is 98%. When they wash ashore, they can disappear after just a few hours, their bodies promptly evaporating into thin air. They have a rudimentary nervous system, a loose network of nerves located in the epidermis called a nerve net, and no brain. Damn, no brain looking at... No, I'm just kidding. They also don't have a heart. Wow. Their gelatinous bodies are so thin they can be oxygenated solely by diffusion. They can have eyes. That's kind of terrifying to know. Despite their simple body design, some jellyfish have vision. In fact, for a few species, their vision can be surprisingly complex. For instance, the box jellyfish has 24 eyes, two of which are capable of seeing in color. It's also believed this animal's complicated array of visual sensors makes it one of the few creatures in the world to have a full 360-degree view of its environment. That's wild. Yeah, Asia, at least something's thriving in this economy. How did we get here? We got here because it's Bizarre Junkies. We talk about whatever. Some jellyfish might be immortal. All right. At least one species of jellyfish, that one, may be able to cheat death. When threatened, this species is capable of undergoing cellular transdifferentiation, a process whereby the organism's cells essentially become new again. That's crazy. They eat where they poop. They rarely travel in groups. They are among Earth's deadliest creatures. That's a good one. Let's talk about that. All jellyfish have nematosis, or stinging structures, but the power of their stings can vary widely depending on their species. The most venomous jellyfish in the world is probably the box jellyfish, capable of killing an adult human in just a few minutes with a single sting. Each box jellyfish reportedly carries enough venom to kill more than 60 humans. That's terrifying. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yes, George gets it. Jellyfish facts equals bizarre content. He is correct. To make matters worse, their stings are excruciatingly painful. It's said the pain can kill you before the venom does. On the bright side, that knowledge has helped Australian researchers to develop a potential antidote for box jellyfish stings. That's odd. Reason number 400 to not go to the beach?
Yep, to go to Australia specifically.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, all right. I think we might have some more here. Jellyfish is top-tier content, honestly. I appreciate that. RPG, I appreciate that. Appreciate you saying that. Jellyfish and octopus are the most alien in this planet to me. Moody Ring, that's kind of like, you look at a squid. Let's look at that. Are squids aliens? Trending science. Do octopuses come from outer space? Survey says... evidence of the role of extraterrestrial viruses in affecting terrestrial evolution has recently been plausibly implied in the gene and transcriptome sequence of cephalopods. The genome of the octopus shows a staggering level of complexity, with 33,000 protein coding genes, more than is present in Homo sapiens. Don't stop reading ocean facts till we hit 5K. It's the next... they just want to love you. I guess they do. I do love whales. Whales are great, Crumb. Franny said, wait, did the underwater statues at Castaway Key scare you? A little bit, yeah. There was a boat that, like, just I didn't know it was there, and I looked down and I saw it, and it kind of got me. Yeah. Damn, I'm just being vulnerable with you guys. You guys are being assholes to me. Jory specifically.
Hey, man. I respect your phobias, but we can definitely get you over this one, I think.
Yeah? You think so? You think we just jump into that lake in Massachusetts?
Yeah. I'll book the flights.
I've been searching high and low. We got 4 new members today. Holy crap. Who else became a member? Let's see who became a member today. New members today. We have Mari. We have RPG Looks. We have Dave. And we have Gridiron Junkies. Thank you so much to all of you for helping us. We don't need to show that screen. But thank you to everybody who became a member today. I really appreciate that. You guys can, there's already extra content for you from the next ghost hunt that's there. Once we get to 20 members, let's see how many members we're at. Let me find out. Once we get to 20 members, I think we're going to release the documents that Franny took during the ghost hunt. Here, let me open it. You don't have to show this, Jory. Let's see how many members we have total. I think last time I checked, we were at like 13. So we're probably getting close now. See all members. We have 16 members. We're 4 away from me releasing the documents of the ghost hunt, which are really cool because Franny took some pretty good notes. And it'll give you an idea of what you're going to see in the ghost hunt. Excuse me. And that's for members only, which you can become a YouTube member for as little as 99 cents a month. Help support the channel. Help support me being able to give Jory Taco Bell.
Thanks.
Yeah, I do what I can.
I need it.
He's a starving artist, guys. Look at what I made for you. Is it the emoji or is it in the Discord? Let's see if it's in the Discord. I think it's the emoji. I think that's... Oh my God. All right, you can show this. Crumb, what is that? I appreciate it, Crumb. I appreciate it. I think we got to put you, Crumb, you're in the Bizarre Junkies Discord. You can post it there. George said, I had to become a member to watch my own interview. George, it's in the Dropbox. You could have just pulled it up. But he said, well worth the 99 cents. I think George's interview alone is well worth the 99 cents a month. He's making it sound like I don't share the content with him. That is not true. It's in the Dropbox, George. Oh, man, I'm saving this. This is going to become a save image. Whale. Give me a sec here, Jory. I think Jordy already knows what I'm about to do.
I see it. See the vision.
See the vision. See if I go here, if I can do it this way. Don't show it yet. Don't show it yet. Don't show it yet. Hold on. Let me minimize everything. Crumb, I did this for you. I made it my background. It's my wallpaper now for my MacBook. But it is Bizarre Junkies lore now. Yes, this is the background now for my MacBook. I'm gonna go with my girlfriend and be like, "Why do you have a whale?" But this is fan art. We might have to get this printed in frame, Jory.
I say we put it on a shirt and, yeah, we start giving them out.
Yo. I might do that. I might make this a shirt. I might put the whale on the shirt. But would you buy that shirt? Let me know in the chat. Would you buy a shirt if I put the whale on there? Maybe I put the whale in this text. Maybe I don't even put our legitimate text. Maybe I put this. Maybe I put this as it is on a shirt. Crumb. I'd have to send Crumb a free one, though. I couldn't charge Crumb for that. I couldn't charge Crumb for that, but...
Yeah, huge W for Crumb.
That's, yeah, huge W for Crumb.
Fire.
This will help me with my fear. I see it every day, and I go, I can conquer it. It's Das Hero. What's up? Welcome. We're apparently roasting me because I have submechanophobia, but people are just mistaking it for phobia of whales. And so Crumb made us some fan art, and so I have made it this, my artwork, or my background for my MacBook. This is the... Crumb said, I'm going to make it better and post it in your Discord. Let me cook. I'll let you cook. And then I'll change my background.
Make it a crop top. That's what Mari said.
Make it a crop top. All right. I mean, hey, if you guys want it like that. This one might have to stay in the archives, said JJ Craig. Let's look that up. What is that phobia? I do not have cetaphobia. I don't have cetaphobia. Like, I'm thinking about, I don't have that.
You might have cetaphobia.
Do I? Because, like, I don't have a problem with, I think it's how big whales are, so it goes into megalophobia.
Right.
But not, like, whales specifically.
But all whales are big, right? Unless you're, like, a tiny baby whale. And even those are pretty big. They're bigger than, yeah.
Let's look it up. How big is a baby whale? A calf's birth weight is about 3 to 4% of its mother's weight. The smallest baleen whale calves at about 1.5 meters, 5 feet. It's almost as tall as me. God damn, that's
You're
crazy.
You're afraid of whales.
I'm not afraid of whales. I'm just pointing out that's huge. Yeah, no, like I like whales. I like whales. Why do we have to? Why is this now a thing? First step is reject. I'm not rejecting that I don't like. I like whales. Whales are cool. All my homies love whales. Soon I will accept my you misspelled it. So my phobia. I know he meant phobia.
I think we're just going to have an intervention one day. With you.
Just bring a whale. Like no. Studio C is just an aquarium now.
We're going to just put you in the car and just take you to SeaWorld and see what happens.
I went to SeaWorld last year and saw the whale show. My son loved it. I didn't have a problem with it. I have a problem with the whales.
It wasn't until after you left SeaWorld that I was like,
no, I've known for years that I've had submechanophobia. God, you guys are... Exposure therapy is effective. Thank you, JJ Cray. Is it JJ Cray or J. Cray? No, I don't support SeaWorld's abuse. I mean, I went. Actually, here's the thing. I didn't even pay. So, actually, they didn't even get my money. Let's see. Mari said, you kept showing whales. Because it was that one specifically. Like, it was just because it's a small body of water, and they made it a massive whale. And it was in the water, and you couldn't see it till like, last second. Jaws gets me. The Jaws ride. Am I afraid of sharks? No. Are narwhals whales? I think so. Oh my God, George wants me to play the video of the whales exploding. We played that one time on stream. We played that one time where like this this dude got a brand new car and they blew it up and it just sent chunks everywhere. And it landed on this dude's new car and he goes, yeah, they told me I got a whale of a deal when I bought the car. He's gonna sculpt a whale mask. Hey, I know they are the unicorns of the sea. Yeah, just bring a big inflatable whale. I have megalophobia as well. As a short person, if it's huge and too close to me, it gives me... Right? Okay, so that's what... It's not because it's a whale specifically. It could be a giant jewelry, and I'd be like, ah!
But a small mechanical...
I think I have to get a whale tattoo.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Mia, is it me in this chat? Mia, Bruja, Franny sister, who's the one who's on my other... Either one works. J is my first initial. Cray is my last name. Okay, so J. Cray. J. Cray. We'll call you J. Cray if that's okay. I think I... Asia can't swim. Oh, that would make it scarier as well. Just like sinking and knowing that. I'm not scared of whales. I'm not scared of ghosts either, which is why I do a paranormal investigation, which you can catch right now on the Bizarre Junkies channel. We went to the Pioneer Saloon out in Good Springs. Let me link it for you guys. Because we put a lot of work into it, and I'm very proud of it. And I want you guys to enjoy it, like how I've always enjoyed it. Oh, she's tattooing right now. Okay. Franny, we got to tell her I need a whale tattoo stat. Okay. When we get to 5,000, okay, here's what we'll do. When we get to 5,000 subs and 40 YouTube members, okay, 40, I will live stream me getting a tattoo of a whale. Okay?
Heard it here first.
I'm saying it right now. If we get to 5,000 subs and 40 YouTube members, I will live stream me getting tattooed a whale on me, and you guys can roast me the whole time.
But it has to look like the mechanical one.
Should I do it like it's coming out of the water?
Exactly.
Oh my God. Here's the link. I'm putting the link right now in the chat for the first ghost hunt. Please go check that out. We put a lot of love and effort into it. Jory has seen it. Jory, what did you think of that ghost hunt?
Oh, I thought it was great. You know, you guys definitely did your thing, and there were some questionable things in that video that I think everybody should see.
Oh, questionable of like yeah, yeah. Like, what
activity,
is that?
Activity, right.
Okay, that you meant like sus.
No.
And I was like, we didn't do that. We did not do that. Man, I'm trying to see if we can go live tomorrow. So as of right now, the schedule's looking like it's a little booked up tomorrow. But Friday, everybody was saying I have to do the one that I'm scared of. Let me take a look here and see. Let me take a look and see what the schedule's like tomorrow. Maybe I can get on for a little bit tomorrow. Would you guys want Mari? We are currently at 16 members. So we gotta bump the members up, but that's okay. So we're at. Would you guys want to see me do like a 30-minute, 45-minute stream tomorrow for like at 12:30? It's looking like 12:30 right now is what's open. We could squeeze it 12:30 to 1:30. We could do like an hour stream. Jay Cray is asking how I met Jory. So Jory works here at the studio with me. So we are at Sticky Paws Studios right now. We are in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are a full turnkey podcast studio. Besides hosting Bizarre Junkies, I am also a podcast producer. So I produce a good amount of shows out of here. I help strategize for them. I help make sure content gets made. I'm also an editor by trade as well and a videographer. But so Jory and I work here at the studio. We work here at the studio. So that's how I met Jory. And Jory actually applied on Indeed, which is how we met Jory. And then we interviewed him and we were like, God damn it, that guy is good. And we brought him in. Mari, thank you. Everybody give whales and W's in chat to Mari. She's been helping out a ton with the Discord and potentially even the YouTube as well. She's been putting in a ton of work. She's really great. Franny said he'll get a tattoo April 7th if we hit the goal. Well, you're just going to do that anyways. It's too close of a date. I think if some of these jobs that I just booked line up, I think I can get that tattoo sooner rather than later. So everybody's saying yes, they want to see us go live tomorrow at 12:30, Jory.
Yeah, we got to do it then.
I think we have to. I think we got to squeeze it in. It'll be a quick, very quick stream. We have some. We have other people wanting to come in tomorrow. Jory, it's the same as the beginning.
Yes, sir.
But we still got a little bit of time here. Yeah, W whale. Yes. I feel like we need to make whale merch now, like Bizarre Junkies whale merch. But Crumb out here killing it by hooking us up with the whale. I'm just looking over all this. I appreciate you guys. I'm really thankful we're building a community here. And I'm working on getting some big guests. But as a reminder, April 12th, 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. 5 a.m. I'm being for real. 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We start our 24-hour live stream for the Podcast Junkies Network. I'm going to be hosting it throughout the day, but my main block is from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Saturday morning, April 13th. So everybody here is invited. We're going to have like a pajama party. I'm going to be delusional at that point because I'm going to have been up for almost 24 hours. At that point, I'm going to be gone. Mari says that she feels that whales are a good symbolic animal for your channel. So W Crumb. Is it? I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just. Orca whale. Orca whales are cool. Joy, what's your favorite whale?
An orca, for sure.
Yeah, orca for sure. Shout out orca whale. Shout out is what they said. Shout out orca whales.
Shout out to the orca whales.
They the best people on earth. That is true. That is true. Yeah, so I definitely want to keep going live. I guess we'll go live again tomorrow at 12:30, and then Friday I have it already booked 1 p.m. again. We're going to go live again. If you want to see extra content that we have that you won't be able to see unless otherwise becoming a member, please consider becoming a YouTube member. 99 cents only a month. There are other tiers that get you other things. We do have a tier. I'm thinking about lowering the price. But I will take you on a ghost hunt with us twice a year. If you can get to Las Vegas and you are a member of that tier for at least 1 month out of the year, I will take you to the Pioneer Saloon in Good Springs and we will do a ghost hunt. That's my promise to you, but I think I'm going to lower the membership cost on that one. It's a little high because, you know, I want to limit how many people. Get sponsored by Save the Whales, Mari says. Get sponsored. I mean, hey, we already got ape water. What is another animal thing hurt? It doesn't.
No, that's perfect.
I do think once Crumb, send me a message on Discord when you finish that, and I think I want to turn it into merch. Legitimately, like, I think it'll be funny.
No, that would be an amazing piece of merch. Like, that's it.
Yeah. Like, and like, only people from this stream would have it because they only get it. But our time is coming to a close here, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to make sure we're live again. We're on the road to 5K. We're getting there. We're working towards it. The Ghost Hunt comes out April 19th. Once again, April 19th, Friday, we'll be premiering it on YouTube. As we get closer, more and more content will be released. I definitely want to release more things from it, not just the Ghost Hunt, but maybe a behind the scenes or maybe a director's cut or maybe both. We'll see. But yeah, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been watching. Jory, where can people find you? What you got going on?
I got some shows coming up.
Yeah, yeah. When's the next show?
Next show is at the House of Blues in Vegas.
Sheesh.
On April 6th. So come see me perform if you guys are in town. You can find me at Official Mazin on Instagram. M-A-Y-Z-I-N is how you spell that name. But yeah, thanks for having me, Austin. And
I appreciate you.
Always fun. Always fun.
Always fun when we're... Please come out with a whale plushie. I think we have to... We may have to do an order count for that one.
Jay Cray is onto something, though.
Jay Cray is on... Jay Cray, keep those ideas coming, okay? Okay, you're onto something that I'm not. And I'm ending the poll. Apparently, 79% of you out of 24 votes said that you were not scared of water animatronics, so... Curry Henry said, hi, Joey. It's actually Jory. Joey is not in today.
Hi.
I'm not good at editing. It was for jokes, but it's the thought that counts. I mean, if that's how you want it to be, I will take that right now and make that the, and I'll do two versions. We'll have the like legitimate Bizarre Junkies one. And then we'll have like the meme one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much everybody for watching. Please check out all our other content. We'll see you guys again tomorrow at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time. And until next time, stay bizarre.